Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, DAISEY644478, at keen.com for readings. Our health tip for December is sip your way to open arteries by drinking a cup of hibiscus tea a couple of times a day. Lowers blood pressure up to 6 points. Hibiscus relaxes blood vessels, acts as a diuretic. And my reference is the Country Doctor's Secret Handbook, FCNA Medical Publishing. All right, our cosmic weather. The sun is giving pressure to Neptune. Things that have been hidden are coming out right now. Secrets are being revealed. This truth may be very upsetting, but needs to set us free from deception. Again, Neptune is in its sign of Pisces, revealing secrets, deceptions, and then this goes on for 2 more years, so we're still going to probably see confusion out there, and this could be very revealing on relationship, on personal level, and friendships, too, under this influence. This creates a breakdown or breakups. Our minds could take us on some wild fantasies right now. Mercury is quite busy. There will be times when the moon trines Mercury that will help us with fear. And Mercury is irritating Mars. So it is a time of spiritual warfare out there. So try the spirits on your first impressions about things. Don't just take off, you know, emotionally on anything. So, okay, this 2023 adds up to a 7, so it's a 7-year. 7 is a very spiritual number. There are 7 spirits of God, 7 golden candlesticks on the throne of God. And as I've stated before, in the cosmic weather, that Neptune in Pisces will still be revealing corruption and still in effect until 2025. So we have 2 more years of discovering and uncovering deceptions. This can affect us on a personal level as well. People will show us a hidden side that we've not seen before. And this might be somebody you've known for years. As long as we reside on this planet, there will be challenges. Jesus said, in this world we would have trouble, but not to let it get us down, because he overcame the world. Proverbs says, as a man thinketh, so is he. We need to renew our minds and cast down thoughts that are contrary to God's word and his promises. Everything begins with the thought. Every radio show that I've done up to this point has been leading to this one. God wants you to share your life with him. He wants you to make the connection with him, which is accepting Jesus as Lord, and a very simple prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Take my life and do something with it. As simple as that will work. So for spiritually minded people, this will be a year of great spiritual advancement. I believe in God, not because my parents taught me to, not because of church teachings. I believe because I have experienced God's goodness and mercy myself, just recently as yesterday and today. We need our personal relationships with God. He wants to be close to us like a lost, best friend, and he will never abandon you. There's a lot of negative energy and forces of darkness, and they've prevailed in our world, and it appears that they're getting away with it. There will be a move of God in 2023 that no one can deny, and they're not going to get away with it. I am personally looking forward to negative spirits getting some payback and getting our love, getting our life back and our spiritual life back. And we have to love our spiritual life, but from the inside out. We've been taught many, many years of training to live from the outside in. God wants us to recognize what he has deposited in us at the acceptance of Jesus as Lord of our lives. 2023 is the year to bring it out. I mean, lasting change will not occur in the outside unless there's a change on the inside. The soul is the seat of the mind, the will, and the emotions. It is here that we make our decisions. It is the fountain of our passions, thoughts, and desires, and affections. After the born-again experience, though, we need to renew our mind. So I'm going to begin to take some calls now. And like I said, this is going to be a very spiritual year, a major spiritual advancement, and a move of God and some payback coming for all this evil that's been bestowed upon us and deception. So fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for that. And I'm sure you are too. And we are all tired of being lied to and taken advantage of, getting gouged by stores and all these high prices. So let's begin with some calls here. Hello. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Happy December.
Hi. Yeah, it sure is. We're ending
Anything,
another year.
I know. It sounds like it's going to be a good 2023. Anything you happen to tell me would be most welcome.
Well, you're welcome. It is going to be a good year spiritually, but we're still going to face challenges. We've got all this revealing of deceptions, but we don't need to allow what we see here in the news, read the newspaper, what other people tell us, to move us. We need to get to the point where those influences do not move us, that we stay spiritually minded. If we stay spiritually minded, we're going to be very successful this year. Yay.
Okay. Yay.
Okay. Okay, well, you've been holding a heart's desire for some time now, but you had to have some imperfection. Imperfections could be, you know, a body tune-up, could mean getting things fixed in your body and in your mind, you know, and so you've been going through that period, but this long wish has to do with money, and it's showing that this is going to come, and you know it's going to be a reliable amount where you can make plans and get in control of your life. And again, getting in control means making the most of it. You know, these windfalls don't come every day, so there are many, many years sometimes, or even almost a lifetime. But it's coming quickly, and you need to make the most of it by handling it. And, you know, I wouldn't advertise it, because when that happens, I mean, people come out of the woodwork. Invest in this, do this, buy this, give me money for this. So I wouldn't really advertise it too much. I would just take sound advice and seek someone that can help you make smart investments.
Well, that sounds like good advice right there.
Yeah. you're going forward in your health and your finances. So you can look forward to some good changes. And you'll be glad at the close of this year. You're kind of on the pathway to it now. You're, you know, walking towards it. So this is exactly, you're at the end of the road here, so look forward to nice changes. And remember, don't let things that are going on in the world move you. Trust in God, and he's telling us, and even in these planets, what's going on, you know, just like the cosmic weather says, you know, there's pressure out there, and there's the we don't need to. We're aware that it's going on, but we're just going to be armored, 91 Psalm equipped, and put on armor about every day, and we will not be affected by it. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, and you and your family be well.
Merry Christmas to you, and all the best, and Happy New Year coming up. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Unmuted.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, such a pleasure to hear your voice today. How have you been?
Oh, I'm okay.
I'm going through some challenges.
But now I'm doing much better.
Much better.
Much better.
Oh, thank God.
Much better.
Thank God. I'm happy to hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, God tells
well,
us that as long as we're in this earth, we're
going
to face challenges.
Yeah.
Okay,
but,
let's
yeah,
take
there
a look
are
at
opportunities
you.
To get to know him better. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good year for
that.
This
is a good year for that. 2023 is a very
spiritual year.
Oh, thank God. I was wondering, please, if you see Marco and I connecting.
Okay.
Thank you.
I show that, you know, something occurred between the two of you that made you sad.
Mm-hmm.
And little scattered energy about it, but... you need to release those emotions and let whatever disappointed you go. I show yes, an answer to that, and that 2023 is going to be a good year for you. The things that you failed at or that you feel that you failed at, you're going to see a reverse in that. And you're going to be able to complete tasks that you start, and there's something good about promotion and career.
Oh, well, fabulous. Oh, that's amazing. Thank God.
Good.
Thank you. That's awesome.
You're welcome. Good. Oh, just remember that, you know, there is going to be some negative energy out there, and we've got this craziness going on for two more years about revealing deception, but we don't need to be affected by it. We just need to meditate and stay connected to love, which is God, and we'll be fine, okay?
Thank God. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for participating.
Thank you. God bless
uh-huh.
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, and happy holidays.
God bless you,
bye.
Too.
Thanks.
Happy holidays. Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah. My name is
Hi.
Maria, and I call her from New York. How are you?
Okay.
Did you hear me?
Yes. But say your question again. I'm not sure I got that right.
No, I'm not sorry. I got a question. I want to move in Italy. I don't know if I got to buy the house at Rome or in Sicily. This is so much money.
Okay. Well, you've been in a period of not getting things... the way you want them, but now I'm showing that you're going to be able to put your ducks in a row, as they say, or you're going to overcome the obstacles and challenges that you've been facing, and that you are going to successfully negotiate this. So it looks very promising, and this oppression that you've been, it's moving away. There's still a little bit there right this minute, but it's moving away, and you're changing in the way this is working out. You're moving towards getting success in what you're looking at. Okay?
Well, in our case, I'm going to move in picture or drama.
Yeah, it's going to work out for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for participating.
Thank you. Okay, God bless. Mm-hmm. Okay, so after we experience the born-again experience, we begin to work on renewing our minds. And before we set out to do anything, good or bad, that desire is stored in your heart. Scripture states that we must guard our hearts because out of it comes the issue of life. And that's where the issue of life flows from. It is in the heart, the seed of the soul. Romans 12:2 says that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And basically what that is, like I said, not being affected by the appearance of things, especially now and at the close of the year and in the beginning of the first part of the year, and to realize that we are in a 7 year. It is very spiritual, but it's also analysis. It means understanding and learning not to judge from appearances. So we have to be aware of that. Seek peace of mind by completely knowing yourself with acceptance with God. Most people don't know. They think God is angry at them, and they have this misconception of God. God loves us. Jesus finished the work on the cross, and all we need to do is accept it and have faith in what he did when he was here. Have faith in his finished works, and then we will see a big difference in our life. And we need to know that you are accepted, and the guilt and condemnation is not coming from God. It's coming from the enemy. The negative part of a seven is difficulty in releasing things, and so you can grow. It's like staying stuck on stuff, seeking perfection in yourself and others, and we can't do that. We can't change anybody. We can only change ourselves. Have difficulty in understanding the physical versus the spiritual, so we need to develop idealistic understanding. You know, by study and quiet time and reflection, finding some time to cleanse your aura and connect with your spirit. This is very important this year, and it has a lot to do with its success. As I mentioned earlier, it's still a time of revealing things that can be very confusing, but rather than react, retreat to a quiet place, meditate, and ask God for wisdom. And he, believe me, he is willing to give wisdom in abundance. As long as we dwell on this earth, and in these earth suits, there will be challenges confronting us. This is your year, and it packs a powerful spiritual blessing upon those who diligently connect. Your power is in the renewing and silence and renewed energy. So you need to renew your energy, let go of negative energy, and go forward. Okay, let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Chandra.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hello? Okay,
yes.
Good.
Hi.
You want me to just take a peek at your 2023, or do you have a question? Or?
Yes, please. Nope, just take a peek at what's going on. I don't have any specific questions today. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, you've heard that old saying, you've come a long way. You've come a long way. You've dealt with you've dealt with relationship issues in your personal family. You've dealt with personal relationships. And now, you know, you got some changes coming. Two specific changes. One is a choice in career, and they're both lucrative. They're both going to be exciting, and it's not easy to make. So we need to pray and ask God for wisdom and to make the right choice and get a reading, you know. So, but it's time for you to have success and to gain. You're going to overcome obstacles. You're going to meet the right person this year, the right person.
Thank you, Jim. The right person.
Oh, I know. We want those matches made in heaven. Forget the ones that are made now. So, you're moving forward. You're moving forward. I still see a challenge around your son, but that's going to require prayer, patience, and the power of God, because he can get real stubborn. Real stubborn.
Yes. Yes, he can.
And shut everything up. I mean, he's good at tuning out the world. He knows how to turn it off real good.
Yeah.
So.
But I've been
having
a lot of
good stuff coming. He's your challenge, I think. You know, we all have a destiny challenge, and I think he's yours. And, you know, we'll master this. Mm-hmm. We're not going to give up. We're not going to cave in. We're going to believe God. And this is a very strong spiritual year. It is the best time to connect. And when things get rough, just like I said, find a quiet spot. I get under my tallit, and that's my prayer closet, and I get under that and pray. And so just have a lot of faith, but you're moving in the direction that you've desired for years, and that's the right man, the right career. And I don't think there's going to be a choice on the relationship with the man. I think you're going to know right off the bat. You're going to be thrilled at how you feel with him, how you're attracted to him, and how he relates to you. So I don't think there's a question about that. I don't even think you're going to question it at all. I don't. But the career, you got two really good major things in front of you. Both of them looking good in their own way. That's a hard decision. Okay.
How soon will the man come along? How soon will that happen?
It looks like the first part of the year here.
Oh, okay. The first part
of the
year.
It looks like you got to get the close of this year, and it's coming. The first 3 months is very positive, and that's when you will start seeing these changes. Now, January is usually a little settling of the dust from the previous year, so I don't expect too much, but, you know, about mid-January, then doors should start opening. Okay?
Well, sounds good. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, dear, and you have a wonderful holiday.
You too, hon. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I can hear you. Can you hear? Okay, good.
Hey, when you get that card from me, let me know. So
I
know
sure
for
will.
Sure you got it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
won't
if
nobody
it's going
else
to the P.O. box. Say, I don't trust my mailboxes out here because it's a highway. You know, there's 100,000 people go across it. They've been hit a few times. They moved them further back, but they still got hit. And I just feel better with things going to the P.O. box. So,
yeah, that's
you
want to
take a peek at your 2023?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're being greatly affected by Neptune right now, which is your ruling planet. And Neptune kind of can get you off into illusion, but it can also lift that and go, this is what you're doing, this is what you need to do. So you're going to trying to understand your feelings about the man in your life, and you're dealing with some things in the physical body, which I'm going to do some work on. I told you that when I emailed you. I told my professor, I'm a minister, I got a congregation, I'm going to be hitting you all the time. He just laughed. He doesn't mind. So he's actually into helping people. So.
Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, you still have emotional confusion about two men here.
Yeah, what am I going to do about that situation?
I was just getting ready to say, this year is a year of reckoning, okay? This year is where I think you really got to figure it out. And you're going to be able to figure it out, you know, and you look at how they both relate to you, and it's unequal. I mean, one pays more attention, the other one doesn't, but makes promises. And so, but I think you're going to figure it out, and you have a lot to do with the fact that you're a Pisces, so, you know, your eyes are going to be opened up to success and overcoming this dilemma and victory. And also a victory around your health. So there is going to be, you know, the Holy Spirit leads us to the right places and leads us to the right doctors and the right... And sometimes it takes a while to get that. But,
yeah, there was one calling me today. Call me. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was one that called me today. Yeah, the girl said that he saved her life. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's why we need to connect to our spirit so that we get led to the right ones because, you know, the enemy puts the wrong ones in our path, too, and that includes doctors and lawyers, Indian chiefs, lovers, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, we have to figure it out. And our part, it's just like we have a part and God has a part. If you look at Moses, when God told him to strike the water, God could have gushed water out of that rock, but he had Moses take his rod and strike it and do something. And also when they got to the sea, he had him put his rod across there and the sea parted. So we have to do our part. We have to do our part. It's a mutual thing here. And our part is to be willing to listen, for one thing. And we can't listen if we don't find time for him. You know, we can't.
Right.
We have to be. And this year is amazing. It is a very strong spiritual time. So you're dealing with past life here. And that's why it's been so difficult for you, because you're dealing with two soulmates here. So that's why it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But it says you're going to figure it out, Miss Teresa. I'm glad to see that.
Lordy, I hope I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it. Just hang in there, okay?
Okay, then. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. God bless.
God bless you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. As we conclude here on talking about things here, like I said, we need to analyze things this year. We need to know that and realize the negative part is difficulty in releasing patterns, releasing our habits, releasing things that we need to let go. We have trouble with that this year. So we have to be aware and analyze and discover. You know, don't get mad at yourself. Just discover where you're, you know, if you don't know, if you can't figure out what you're doing wrong, then you can't come to a conclusion. So we need to understand that our minds are like receivers. We pick up in the atmosphere around us, and the enemy uses that against us. The enemy is constantly trying to project his thoughts into our minds, his way of thinking, his acting. We must be aware where we are in our minds and what we're tuned into. The Holy Spirit is a gentle, loving way, but the forces of darkness is guilt, confusion, and you got to think of the thoughts as containers. One container is fear thoughts. The other container is positive thoughts. So which container are you in? You know, we need to know what we're sharing ourselves with. Are we in the negative container or the positive container? And if you don't know, then it's time again to let go and find a quiet spot and renew, you know, connect. I'd like to share something with you that Rabbi Schneider of Discovering the Jewish Jesus shared with me. And he used the Psalm 139:23-24, where it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there's any hurtful way in me, and lead me to everlasting way." Well, after Adam and Eve sinned against God in the garden, they ran and hid themselves. And then they realized that they were naked. And I think they lost their glory coat. Sometimes our fallen human nature, we do the same thing, but the psalmist today in this verse tells us to do just the opposite. He trusted God's love for him and put himself in position of humility and has said to the Lord, "I don't know myself, but you do. Search me and know me. Let me know if there's any impure way in me." And again, that's where we don't want to get in denial. We want to find out if there is something that we're holding on to that's not good for us. Instead of running, the psalmist put himself in the light of God's presence and said, "Lord, if there's something wrong in me, show me what it is, because I want to live a pure life before you. Forgive me and cleanse me." I wonder if we shouldn't be doing that, especially this coming year where it's so strong spiritually. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of God, because he already knows everything anyway, before we even ask. He already knows what's going on. He wants to deliver us, but for that to happen, we need to allow him to use the light and those things in the soul or in our thoughts that may be hiding in darkness, and he needs to reveal it to us. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel that I have a bad attitude, and I'm not sure why or what caused it, but I will say to the Lord, "I don't know why I have this negative attitude, but help me to renew my mind." And Father, I ask you to root it out of me. So we want the Lord to try us, test us, and purify us. And whatever is in need of changing, God will do. If you ask him to wash you clean by his Spirit and word through the blood of Messiah Jesus, only then will we invite him to bring what's hidden in our hearts into light so that we can be healed. And that's very important in 2023. So we want to do this. Whatever comes into the light becomes light. So we don't want to be like cockroaches and hide in the dark. We want to have confidence in God's love for us and open up to him and let him transform us. Father God, I pray with each and every person that is listening at the sound of my voice to watch our hearts and help us watch our hearts and know us. Expose anything in our heart that is not like you and cleanse us through the blood of Jesus. We want our lives to be pleasing to you, and we want to be successful in our spiritual life. So root out anything in us that is not clean and clear. and lead us in the ways of your truth, in Jesus' name. There you go. That's what we need to do. So, I hope everyone has a safe and happy and Merry Christmas. And I know for a lot of people it's very difficult this year with the high prices of everything. And unfortunately, there are stores and merchants out there that are taking advantage of this. And, but, you know, we're going to get through this. There will begin to be changes next year. And like I said, there's some payback coming. There's some payback coming for this negative energy. There's some payback coming from these people that are taking advantage. They think they're getting away with it and that, you know, they're riding high. But, you know, it's not the way of it. So, Father God, as we close this radio show and we close this year, we ask that you help us to run to you and cling to you and seek you and become very successful in our lives. We know that we can have great spiritual advancement this year. And we praise you and thank you for the knowledge that you give us through your word, through your planets, through everything that you've made. We give you praise and glory today in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, I'll let you know about the next show. I thank everyone for participating. And out with the old, in with the new. Get out with the old that doesn't benefit you and bring on the new that will elevate you. That's what we need to do. Okay. Bye-bye now.